And our special guests this morning, well, special guest with support, should I say, is Tiggs. A very good morning to you, Tiggs.
Morning.
Good morning. Now, our listeners may know little more than the Facebook post that they read this morning from me saying that you are now Miss Durham,
yep.
2017, and many congratulations for that.
It's
marvellous, marvellous news. But of course, you are going on to other things,
yeah.
which we'll talk about in due course. And you are supported here by Mum Alison.
Hello.
Good morning, Alison. So we have and also for moral support, sitting on Tiggs's left hand side is Brian. Yeah, maybe just a shout.
Hello.
So.
Distant.
I gave a royal wave.
The royal wave from Brian. Okay. So Tiggs, let's start with you, and then we'll find out what support has been offered. I should imagine a fair bit. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
No.
I couldn't have been here without my mum.
So tell me, you are now Miss Durham 2017. How did that all come about?
Well, I've wanted to do it since I was in sixth form. I went for an interview with Headline Models when I was doing my A-levels, but I decided to put my education before my interest in getting dressed up like a pageant queen. So I decided to go ahead and do that. And then the director of Headline Models, Simon, he suggested I did Miss Northeast GB when I'd done that. And that's what I did after my A-levels finished, and that's how I've ended up as Miss Durham now.
So Miss Northeast GB.
Yeah, there's four titles for Miss Northeast. You've got Miss Sunderland, Miss Newcastle, Miss Durham and Miss Teesside.
Yeah.
Obviously my area was Durham,
yeah.
So I went for that as my title.
And is all this eventually channeling you towards something greater?
Yeah, literally
if
greater.
There is something greater than Miss Durham 2017.
Yeah, there's Miss Great Britain. And that's in the 14th and 15th of September, so I'll be going down for that next Thursday and Friday. Really, this year, I'm just wanting to raise as much money as I can for the two charities, because I know I'm not going to be probably the winner, because I'm the youngest. I'm like the baby of the group, really. I'm only 19, whereas the girls that win generally tend to be 24 or 25, and they've got quite a lot of experience, and there's a massive bunch of girls this year. They've all got inspiring backgrounds. I learned that when I went down, and I was like, oh my gosh, all these girls are so amazing. So I want to try and raise as much money as I can. For Butwick Hospice in the last one, I raised £1,200, so I just want to try and keep on upping what I can raise and just do the best that I can.
How does that fundraising process work then?
It's really left down to you and what you want to do. I've done a tombola, I think it was 2 weeks ago, was it?
Yes, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, just at my local community centre. I mean, I was already involved with that a lot before I started, which is something I would tell people to get involved in Miss Northeast. If you already do things outside of it, you already have a community interest or you raise money for charity, to get involved, because that is a massive, massive part of the competition, is you're getting assessed for... You're not just, oh, you dress up and you look pretty. It's, can you do something with
yeah.
your mind and put something into good use? So, yeah, it's really left up to you for fundraising and whatever you can come up with. I did a sponsored walk for Miss Northeast. I walked from the Butwick Hospice in Stockton to the one in Bishop Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like 20 miles. So really, people can do skydives to like simple things like how many sweets are in the jar. It's just whatever you can do. Yeah, so Facebook pages as well, good for Virgin Money giving.
Okay,
yeah.
So community centres is your...
That's
your
what
thing,
I do,
right?
Yeah. But obviously most people don't have that. It's quite lucky for me that I have that, because I already have people behind it as well, so I get quite a lot of support with events that I can put on quite easily, really.
Yes, lots of people from the community have supported.
Yeah, a lot of people. And then obviously my mum, who is mostly involved with that, aren't you?
No.
Well, let's find out how much. So,
Alison,
yeah.
Was this a complete surprise to you when Tig said, Mum, I actually am, whether you like it or not, possibly, going ahead and I'm going to be in this competition?
Well, it was a little bit of a surprise because it wasn't something that I'd kind of naturally thought about that she might actually do. So, but when she said she wanted to do it, I thought, well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So children, I think you have to support them in what they want to do rather than trying to get them to do what you want to do, if you see what I mean. So
yes,
because she had an interest in it, then it was also, and then I think as I realised that you could use it for good causes, raising money for charity. We've also used, you know, like community centres are currently underfunded. So we thought, well, perhaps we could use that as part of, you know, of raising the profile of community centres as well. So I think it's part fun, and Tiggs loves dressing up and having fun and catwalks, but it's also the other part is the serious side, which is about raising money. And Tiggy is a trustee of Binchester Community Centre. So, we do quite a lot of work down there, an awful lot of work.
Every night.
Just about, because obviously now the community centres are not funded by local authority anymore, that they have to run by basically donations from the community, activities we put on, applying for grants, and that's a lot of the work that we do on the committee, of which there's about 14, 15 of us. Charlie Kay, the local councillor, is the chair, and then we have, you know, another 14 committee members. So Tiggy's one of those, along with myself and my husband. So yeah, and a lot of other, and we have a lot of helpers and a lot of supporters as well.
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite bad, but I'm pleased to say that we're doing extremely well. We have a strong group of volunteers, and we've been able to put on lots of different activities. So I think if you've got a group of people, I don't think it's possible for one or two people to do it on their own without the support of the community and the strong group we've got.
Yeah.
It would be probably impossible, I think, yeah.
Tiggs, you are going on to let's talk about university first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has to be a prime consideration, I guess.
A few weeks' time as well. It's Miss Great Britain's taken over all my time at the minute.
So, in the middle of September, you've got the competition, the 14th and 15th of September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And where is that?
That's in Leicester.
That's in Leicester.
Yeah.
So
it's quite a drive for for me to go.
Do you have to stay down there, or is it just for the day and then come back?
Yeah. I'm sponsored by photographerlight.com, and what that sponsorship pays for is for me to stay down there on the Thursday and the Friday. So it pays for like the room, because I stay with one of the girls on the night, so it kind of mixes us, so we all get to know each other, because obviously it's from everyone around the country, so we don't know each other. So that's what part of the sponsorship like pays for, so we don't have to pay for that at all. Yeah, so I get to meet quite a few girls.
Mm-hmm. Stay for two nights?
Yeah, it's Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
After the final, so... Because there's an after party and everything, so it's not all about the winning, it's about meeting new people. And there's quite a few girls that have done it a few times as well, so obviously they know the circuit, and obviously showing us new girls, that's quite helpful, because I definitely would like to do it again in the future.
Right, so you get more than one shot at...
you can do,
at these competitions.
Mm-hmm. But you can't go for the same title. So I couldn't go for Miss Durham again. I would have to go for a different one, like Miss Teesside or Miss Newcastle. You can't enter the same competition twice.
Right, but that would still open the door
to Miss Great Britain
to
again.
To Miss Great Britain, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I see. Fascinating stuff. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's quite good.
You can do it twice again if you haven't won, can't you?
Oh, if you haven't already won that title, you can do it twice, yeah.
Right.
But if you've already been the title holder, you cannot enter, which is fair, really.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So, of course, as well as all of that going on in the middle of September, you then have something rather important to come up at the end of the month.
Yeah, I got Durham University in October, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah. And again, is this going to be residential, or are you going to...
Yeah, I'm staying for the first year, obviously just to get to know everyone and... be a social butterfly, I suppose.
Mm. You're in Grays College, isn't it?
Yeah, Grays College. That's the college I'm in. So that'll be good.
And what will you be studying there?
I'll be studying marketing and management this year.
Yeah.
So that'll be... I think it's a four-year course. That's what I've signed up myself for. So I'm looking forward to that. Because I did economics at A-level, so I already had an interest in business. And then a couple of relations, I say relations, but Brian's niece is into consumer psychology and things, and that's something I'm interested in. It's what I'm going to take up as one of my modules, optional modules in the first year. So that was part of the marketing management course. It's what I really would like to be interested in. Yeah.
Right. So you've got your work cut out, haven't you, one way or another?
Yeah, there's no rest, really.
Absolutely no rest at all. And then no doubt you've got radio to do as well, and press calls and, mm-hmm. and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, every time I've been, well, I don't know why I said every time, but this time there's another press call when we go down, like the Leicester Mercury comes down and takes photos of all the girls and publishes it in their newspaper. So I think they're doing it again for when the final comes around.
Yeah. Now, I know that you, the journey on which you have been, you've been taking part in, has been supported by many people, and I know you have a list of thank yous, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank my mum, because she not only helps me raise the money, because it's quite a big task to organise your event, so I do get a lot of help. I'm not going to take all the credit for it. So my mum does help a lot with that, and then obviously the pageant gowns, helping me out buying them, because that isn't covered in your sponsorship. And I don't think people realise it's quite expensive to get into it anyway, so you're raising money and then you're having to buy everything. And obviously going down, she came down with me to the Miss GB masterclass that I went, obviously because I didn't know anyone, and it's quite daunting for anyone, and people think you must be really, really confident to do these competitions, but when you're the baby of the group and you're getting to know everyone, it's nice to have a familiar face to go with. So I think my mum's the main thank you that I'd like to give. But I've got a couple of thank yous for my local community. We've got Joan and Gina.
Joan and Brian,
Who are listening. So if you're out there, hello, guys.
Hello, Brian Harrison.
Thank you very much for your donation. That did help me a lot, and I can credit some of my success to you. Thank you. And to Gina, I hope you get well soon. It's not nice when you're unwell, is it?
No.
And not fully involved, because you put a lot of effort into the community centre, so get well soon.
Okay.
I'm Brian.
Now, of course, you are going to need votes.
Yeah, definitely.
You are going to need votes, and this is where we can all help.
Yeah, there's a section which is the public vote. It can help get me technically in the top five. What happens is all the girls are up online. You can send a text with my number on, and I've got the details here. And what it gives me chance is to get an extra interview with the judges. So we all get an interview at the start anyway. But this just gives us an extra chance to show something about our personality that they might think, oh yeah, I like her, she's going to go into the top 10. So it just gives us an extra chance if you're... Because there's five awards, you can go in for the beach body. If you've got a talent, you can go in for the Miss GB talent. You've got the text vote, and you've got a couple of other awards. You've got the charity award, and what's the other one?
I can't remember.
Miss Publicity. So all five girls will come up on stage and obviously have an interview, and they will pick, I think it's two of those, to go straight into the top 10. So you get an extra chance for it, basically, if you miss text vote. So, yeah, anyone that would like to vote, that would be appreciated.
Okay, so how do we do that then?
I'm on the Miss Great Britain website, so if you go on to Miss Great Britain, it shows you all the contestants. And if you click on the Durham section, it's got the instructions on there, but basically you've got to text Miss GB, capital letters, with the space and then the number 48 to 64343, and that's how you submit a vote.
43. Super. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Apart from that, we're just going to go down and have a good time, aren't we?
Have fun.
The main thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Good night out.
Good night out. Yes, with your bottle of Prosecco, no doubt.
Oh, the secrets are coming out now. Okay. Right then. Well, it just remains for me to say all the best of luck. Very best of luck from everybody here at Bishop FM.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
And do let us know how you get on.
Yes, hopefully I can be back once I'm and say something about the final, if you'd have me back.
Absolutely. Whichever way it goes, whichever yeah. way it goes for
exactly.
you, you're more than welcome back, and we can find out how it went and what happened, and because it's all a mystery to me. Yeah. So if it's a mystery to me, it's probably a mystery to a lot of the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So whether it's success or whether I trip over, I'll have something funny to tell you.
All right, then. Well, once again, thank you, and best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Tiggs from Binchester, and get voting.